Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It is me, Kurt. It is Curtis. It is Curtis, and it's the podcast. This is episode friggin' 245, I believe. I know the set looks a little different. I haven't actually been to my friggin' podcast set in a while because I've been traveling. I've been doing shows, man. I'm on the road again. I'm here in the beautiful, the gorgeous Appleton, Wisconsin, man. It's gorgeous here, dude. What do you got? First off, the airport in Appleton, Wisconsin. And I know you're probably thinking in your head, what, Appleton, Wisconsin? What the fuck is it? Where is that? What is that place? And why'd you pick that place to do shows? You're going to have to ask my agent, because I didn't book it here. I straight up didn't know this place existed. But we're here, man. Airport had like four gates. So that's always nice. I don't know. There's a Texas Roadhouse here. I just had Chipotle. I had Chipotle delivered and I ate it. First time I had Chipotle in a couple of years. All right. And it was fucking pretty good, actually. I ate way too much though. Okay. Here's what happened today. All right. So I'm on, I get to the airport, right? I get on the first plane because you gotta do two flights. There's no direct flight from Toronto to fucking Appleton, Wisconsin. There actually is no direct flight. No one is going directly from, no one's like, oh, cool, I'll just take direct. It's never, no matter where you are, it's, even somehow if you were to take a direct, even the flight that I was on, the last one, I was technically a direct flight, but it's still not for some reason. So, and then I get to Chicago for my layover. And then I get on the second plane. And the second plane, this is where it started to go downhill. Not downhill, but sort of, you know, it got a little bumpy. So second flight was at like 1 p.m. And, or like 2 or something. And I walk on the plane, and the flight attendant is a fan. And that's huge. You know, that hypes you up for sure. Ow, fuck. Sorry, I'm trying to grab my phone here. Yeah, so I was hyped, right? I was pretty hyped. You know, she was super nice, right? Talked for a second. And then, you know, she asked if I want anything to drink. And I was like, you know what? I wanted to seem cool, you know? I wanted to seem like a chill guy. I didn't want to be weird or anything. I didn't want... Because I always assume that people... Like, when people recognize me from my videos and stuff, and they see me in real life, and I'm just, like, a weird person, then they're going to, like, tell everybody, and then everyone's going to start hating me. That's, like, a big fear I have, which is super stupid, but, so I was like, okay, what would, like, a cool guy do? What would a cool person do that they could tell their friends that they met me, and they're, like, really cool? So I ordered a glass of wine, just one, and then I had to finish it really quick. Because we're about to take off, and then there she was like, you want another one? And I was like, what would a cool guy say? He said they would do two. They would say, yes, please. And ow, dude, I have a fucking canker sore in my lip that I just bit. Ow. Good thing I have to talk for fucking hours for the next few days. Ow, fuck. So she asked me if I want another glass of wine. I said, yeah. And... the flight was about 25 minutes, so I had two glasses of wine in like 20 minutes, and I was pretty buzzed, all right? I was pretty buzzed getting off the plane. That's all it takes these days, man. I'm almost 30. You give me two glasses of wine in 20 minutes, I'm good. I'm set. So I was like fucking, I feel a little bit hungover now. I ate my Chipotle, and because I was like, okay, I could either go to bed right now, or I could eat a little bit of food and then try to do this podcast. And I chose the latter and it worked. All right. But yeah, dude, we got 5 sold out shows this weekend, man. It's fun. I got some going through the new stuff. And yeah, dude, speaking of shows, I'll be in Irvine. I'll be in Irvine, California on June fucking 28th to 30th or something. Same weekend as VidCon. Hilarious. Got him. Oh, and that lemonade feels great on my canker sore, too. Whoa. God damn it. Hey, ow. Yeah, I got this open wound. Does anybody have any salt? Does anybody got a salt shaker? Salt Bae? Salt Bae would be the worst doctor. I'd be like, what's the problem? So yeah, I got a big cut. A big cut, a piece of spare fucking metal, scrap metal hit my leg, and it's an open wound. He's like, I'll say no more. Salt pours fucking salt on your wound. Go, ah, God. He's like, that'll be $10,000. That'll be $10,000, and you have to pay me right now. Have you seen that shit? His stuff is like super expensive, and apparently it's like not good. Shocker, big shocker there. Salt Bae's food tastes like fucking crap. Maybe it's short for Assault Bae. Like his food is just assaulting your taste buds, you know what I mean? And that is a crime. What are you in for? Assault? Did you fucking attack someone? Yeah, actually, well, not really. I just made a weird steak covered in gold, and I bounced a bunch of salt off my elbow, and I'm locked up. Prison Salt Bae. Yeah. Okay. I got some stuff to take a look at here. We're gonna redo it. Current pop culture, fucking pop culture review or whatever. Oh, what should we talk about first? All right. Let's talk about this fucking clip, dude. Speaking of stand up, I every fucking couple months, dude. There's like a new, stand up clip that sort of goes viral for like the worst reasons. Dude. Also, I'll say this. I don't think there's ever been a good joke that started with anybody here have pronouns? Yeah, dude. Everybody. They all have, that's what they are. That's what they are. Everybody has them. Anybody here have pronouns? Yes, actually. Is there anybody here with pronouns? I hope to God there's one person. Anybody here have lungs? All right, does anybody here have a beating heart? Anybody? Is anybody here? Anybody? There's never been a good joke that started with anybody here have pronouns, because they all do.
Anybody here have pronouns? Oh, what's your pronouns? Okay.
Okay. I'll just let it play.
Anybody here have pronouns? Oh, what's your pronouns? Okay. I respect your pronouns, 'cause you gotta respect my pronouns. Do you want to know my pronouns are? My pronouns are real. That's my pronouns. Hey, if we're gonna play make believe, let's play make believe.
Dude, okay. So, if you guys didn't see the caption there, it was bleeped out. Which is interesting. But he said his pronouns. So I guess a crux of the joke is like, what's your pronouns? They say they, them. Which has got to be a plant, right? Like that's a planted crowd member because which person who has they who uses they them pronouns is at a fucking right wing comedian's show, right? That just doesn't line up in my brain. But and then he goes, okay, so I respect your pronouns, but and then immediately by disrespecting them by equating them to saying, oh, my pronouns are real. And then he says the N-word, and he's a white guy. That is a white guy. And the joke is, oh, we're playing make believe here. Then I can say that I'm the N-word. And it's like, so you know that's not cool, yet you say it. And then when you post it, you bleep it. So which is it, man? And you could tell that, like, as soon as he said it, he's like, right, guys? Right? You guys got it? Dude, that's the promo for his shows. And like, where is this show taking place? Is this a TED Talk? This is lit like a fucking TED Talk. The lighting in here looks like a legit TED Talk in a gymnasium. Super bright audience. Like, no audience is ever that well lit. Does he have fucking... he has a light shining at... directly... fully lit. The house lights are on. That's the new meta. That's the new stand-up meta, because we all got to stack those friggin' crowd work clips, you know? That's what they tell you to do. So, but sometimes the crowd's really dark, right? So you got to fucking, bam, house lights up. I need to see the crowd. That's what I'm going to do this weekend. Just kidding. That would fucking terrify me.
You want to know my pronouns are?
Do you want to know my pronouns are?
Do you want to know my pronouns are?
Do you want to know my pronouns are? They're not a full sentence either. Yeah. Dude, how... It's just like, what is it about like being, like there's some things, about life that like you just like, there's no point to fucking joke about it, you know? This, like a pronoun joke from, and I'm not saying there's no, like you can't, there isn't a way to joke about things, right? About you can, I believe you could make a joke about everything if it's done correctly, but like I've yet to see someone who like doesn't like believe in pronouns, like it, whenever they make a joke about it, it's not from a place of like, oh, I just want to be funny, I want to make a, you know, I want to maybe learn about this, I want, it's like, it's always a place from of like, oh, this is dumb, I don't understand it, it's fucking stupid. But like the funny, the fucking real tea is like when you hear someone, you know, speaking of tea, when you hear like a real, like, you know, like a trans person or a non-binary person, you know, when they make a joke about gender and stuff, it's like funny because they're like, oh, I'm just going to make a funny joke about this and you can laugh at it, right? But that's never what they want to do here. It's like, well, you're playing make-believe here. I respect your pronouns, but you're playing make-believe. Like, what the fuck, dude? No, you're not. You don't respect them at all, dude. And like, yo, why are you saying the N-word and then posting it and being like, yeah, you want to see me say the N-word in all these other cities? Upcoming shows. Dude, you fucking crazy guy. Nice clear glasses, dude. Nice. That's very cool. Dude, those are what, that's like what interior designers wear. No, that's what software engineers wear, not stand-up comedians, dude. If you're a stand-up comedian, you shouldn't wear glasses. Because, you know, as a comedian, you're supposed to observe the world, you're supposed to see stuff and comment on it. You've got, like, a skewed vision already, dude. You got shit vision. You know what I mean? Got him. Fucking got him, dude. Yeah, fucking crazy, man. Some stand-ups are just, you know, and do not listen to me because I'm mediocre at best, but like, fuck it. At least if I fucking say the N-word on stage, that is crazy, dude. And this, I'm ready for this lemonade to burn my mouth yet again. Woo. Youch. Dude, that's fucking crazy. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like the, I just feel like the, I think they need, conservative comedians, I think they make the same joke just fucking over and over and over again, and they still lose their mind. It really is just about repetition with them, and it's the same thing. And it's the same with like conspiracy theories or like doomsday prophecies. They have them, they don't happen, and then they keep going. And it goes like, it doesn't matter what happens, they're just like, I'm here for it, right? The fucking The Daily Show put a fucking compilation of all the of conservatives have one joke.
Are USA. My pronouns are USA. How about it, huh? Nice.
My name is Ted Cruz, and my pronouns are kiss my ass.
Okay, so that's the thing. I'm aware of like neo pronouns and stuff, but I think that's a little too far. I think Ted Cruz is taking a little too far with his neo pronouns. Kiss my ass. How would you use that? So like, yeah, it's usually like he, him. It's like he was having a. Okay, so yeah, I ran into Ted Cruz the other day. Kiss my ass was eating a burger. Like, I didn't even know if that, how would that work? He needs to go into more detail about his pronouns if he wants us to, yet he's telling us his pronouns, so he cares about them, right? He sort of, Ted sort of cruised on by without really making an explanation. Also, Ted Cruz, I think your pronouns should be in your bio on Twitter, because there's some other crazy stuff on your Twitter that should not be there, but what should be there is your fucking pronouns, man.
Pronouns are kiss my ass.
Nice. My personal preferred pronouns are fried chicken and collard greens.
My pronouns.
Damn. What the fuck? Okay, yeah, what's the joke there? Yeah, I guess he just likes food, I assume, right? Fried chicken and... I mean, that's kind of hard. That goes hard.
Pronouns are patriot and ass kicker.
My pronoun is American. I don't know about you.
That's right? A good one.
That's a good one. Never heard that one before, except, I mean, I have, everybody said it, but it's still a good one.
My pronouns are I won.
Damn, dude. Okay, someone's got to sample that. Let's get someone to sample that shit. So let's get a non-binary rapper to fucking sample that shit. That would go so hard.
My pronouns are he and haul, so I'm not really sure. First of all, my pronouns are he and haul, so I would like for you to address me that way.
Nice. Okay.
My pronouns are Bible believer, Jesus lover, gun carrier.
My preferred pronouns are Brad and Pitt.
My pronouns are Bud and Light.
My pronoun is what?
That one probably fucking bit him in the ass for a little bit. That person who said their pronouns was Bud Light probably fucking had a mental breakdown when all that Dylan Mulvaney stuff was going on. Like, what but they like trans people? What the fuck? What the hell?
What the f- I'm a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you.
My pronouns.
Dude, it's so fucking stupid. Like, it's not funny. It's lazy. It's dumb. It's fucking boring. Hack. Stupid. Fucking. Ugh, Jesus Christ. Okay, what else should we, move on? I'm done talking about that shit. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about, should we talk about JoJo Siwa? She's getting pretty popular these days, right? So I watched a little bit of a video about like the history of JoJo Siwa, which is always cool because it's always cool to do as a 29-year-old man. Is to look up on YouTube and go, history of JoJo Siwa. That makes you feel really good about where you are in life. But yeah, so I guess JoJo Siwa, you probably know she's sold a lot of bows. Like the bows in her hair that she would sell at Claire's and shit. Excuse me. But she, you know, she was like a child star. She was on like Dance Moms or some shit. And, you know, got pretty popular. She won like a Nickelodeon Fan Choice Award or something. She has that YouTube intro. It was like, she literally sounds like the fucking, the guy from the kid from Wild Thornberries. Let me find that YouTube intro. Let me find that clip that I'm talking about. And then let's hear the. His name is Donnie. Dude, that's you could play that over JoJo Siwa, no difference at all. But JoJo Siwa makes music, okay? And she came up with a new song. I think it's called Karma, I believe. There's been some drama with it because people are like, she stole it. She stole the song. I found the person who put this song out, and then she did it. That means it's stealing. But it's like I'm sure she just bought it from the fucking person. I'm 100% positive that that's what happened, because that happens all the time. Sometimes people make songs and then people are like, hey, can I actually have that one? And they're like, yeah, pay me this amount and you can have it. And they go, okay, I sold millions of dollars in Bose, so I'm going to do that. And she come back with this huge rebrand. She came back with this huge friggin' rebrand, dude. Let me pull it up. She looks pretty different now, right? Here's a picture right here. She used to wear the bows, right? Dressed in all colorful stuff. And now she's freaking, dressed like Kiss. She's dressed like a member of Kiss, dude. Definitely an interesting progression of aesthetics, you know? She kind of looks like I feel like when you go that far, I feel like, call me crazy. This conspiracy theory, Kurt, going off, but I think she's gunning for a Fortnite skin. I think that's what she's doing. Because that, I could picture her being like, and then you're like, what? And then you just slow it down like 20%. And it's like, hello, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's me, JoJo Siwa. Letting you guys know that I want my fans to know first that I have an exclusive skin coming out on Fortnite. You can buy it in the item shop with V-Bucks, and I would really appreciate the support. And then you go back to normal. It's like, yeah, but yeah, dude, she's completely switched up her look, dude. She's all, she's gone scary mode. And you know what? It's worked before, right? I think she said in interviews that, what was it like? She said in an interview, she was like, no one's ever made such a big change. Okay, I found it.
Is there anyone you kind of take your cues from? Because I mean, we've seen like Miley Cyrus grew 100%. Up and we had like Taylor when she did Reputation, those absolutely. Kinds of things.
Honestly, I look at some of the generation above them, Michael Jackson, Prince, Elton, Bowie, they are, and of course Gaga. Take all the inspiration from Gaga, but those people for me that were just not afraid. Elvis was the first to not be afraid to be different, to not be afraid to be out there, to not be afraid to take a risk. I mean, the shit Freddie Mercury used to wear on stage, you'd be like, what? No, but now it's like people are afraid to be different and we're all different. We're all weird. We're all a little f***ed up. And I think that's okay to show that.
I'm getting like a sexy glam Gene Simmons sea creature.
Ooh!
Going on here.
You know, the amount of references that people have told me I look like in this video that I have no clue what they are is sickening. I'm adding that one to the list, but I'll take it.
Dude,
I heard
how
sexy.
How do you fucking shout out, dude? How are you going to shout out David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, Elvis, but you don't know who Gene Simmons is? You're dressed like a member of Kiss. She's acting like she's the first person to put on a black suit. She's fucking Spider-Man did that shit. The symbiote, dude. And fucking face paint. Kiss have been doing that for years, man. Like, for a long time. Like 40, 50 years, dude. And it makes sense. It's kind of similar. Dude, I have a bunch of clothes on the bed in my hotel room, and I keep thinking it's a legit person, and it's really scaring me. It makes sense, though, because, you know, both, like, with Kiss and with JoJo Siwa, they're dressed up in these crazy fucking, these outfits, like, these fucking scary, you know, all the spikes, fucking black leather, like, dark, scary shit, right? And then they'll go on stage and just sing the softest shit of all time. JoJo Siwa was like, karma, karma is a bitch. I only heard it once. I don't know how it goes, but it's like, karma is a bitch. I don't give a F about shit. And then Kiss will go on stage and be like, I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. That the most soft shit ever. And they're dressed like demons. It's so funny. And it's the same shit. I mean, history repeats itself. It really does. Art imitates life. JoJo imitates Kiss. We got another great clip from JoJo Siwa's press tour. I'm going to play it for you.
The genre is, I said it back in the day when I first signed with Columbia, I said, I want to start a new genre of music. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's called gay pop. And they were like, what's that? And I was like, it's like K-pop, right? But it's gay pop. There's a style.
Okay. All right. I didn't see the rest of the clip. I only saw the gay pop thing. But the fact that it's a pun on K-pop, that's unfortunately really funny. I hate to say it, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but that is unfortunately pretty jokes. I will give that to JoJo. All right, that's actually pretty funny. Spilling shit all over the place.
Style of dance. It's a newer style of dance. Newer. I'm aging myself. It was newer when I was 8. Right now I'm 20, and so it's not newer anymore. It's old. But there's a style of dance called jazz funk. It's jazz. It's hip hop. They have a baby. They made jazz funk. Right. You can wear sneakers.
So yo, take your fucking sunglasses off. You know what I mean? You're having a conversation with someone indoors. I guess she's also taking inspiration from Bono as well. She forgot to say that in her interview. Yeah, I just love how he wears sunglasses all the time. I think that's really cool. And also, to be, you know, like, in the year 2024, to be like, yeah, I'm inventing gay pop. I feel like there's been a lot of gay pop music artists out there before you, JoJo.
Jazz shoes. Like, it's kind of in between. And I feel like that is this world of music. It's the songs like Applause by Lady Gaga. It's the on.
Literally, I'm inventing gay pop. So, yeah, I like Lady Gaga. I feel like Lady Gaga is like the queen of gay pop, right? And it's like, I feel like this is giving a lot of, like, JoJo Siwa is really giving me a lot of Debbie Ryan energy, you know what I mean? You know? I walked into the CEO of Disney and I said, I want to make history. Right? I was just at the beach and crazy, threw my hair up, and now I'm here. My life is crazy. You know, and we can talk shit on Debbie Ryan as much as we want, but, you know, those are two fucking iconic quotes that she just fucking came, like, picked out of her brain. Yeah, it's just weird. I feel like if you're going to do a rebrand, I don't know, you should, like, change your name, you know? It's weird to, like, associate. Like, because when I think JoJo Siwa, I think of, like, and so I just have to think, like, you there has to be a new name that you could come up with, right? Like, fucking JoJo Say What? Instead of JoJo Siwa, right? JoJo Say What? Because then you can say whatever the fuck you want. Right? Not like the N word, like the comedian, but you can say whatever you want. Yeah, JoJo Say What? That's a good one, actually. You could do like yo, right? You could do no Siwa, like you're the opposite version of it, right? Of JoJo Siwa. There's a lot of things. You could switch it up. You just switch the name. You know, you could have, Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're going to really rebrand, fucking go all in, dude. Totally change your name. Change your name to something fucking crazy, like the David Experiment. But you're just one girl. Your stage name is the David Experiment, and you make like experimental, like jazz fusion, and you play all the instruments with like your fucking like your head or some shit, right? And like all your bandmates are animals, like different animals. Like the giraffe is on the keyboard. Like you got an elephant on the drum. It sounds like shit. It sounds so bad. And then you do like a traveling show. You charge a fucking obscene amount of money. And then that would crush because it's different, right? You want to try something new? Do that, JoJo. Be fucking crazy. Be out of your mind, dude. That's what I want to see. I am now the David Experiment. My guitar player is an electric eel. And he plays the electric guitar. Okay? He doesn't even need an amp. He doesn't need a wire or anything. He just can do it all on his own. He produces the electricity. Okay? My album is 4 days long. My album's 4 days long. Do you hear me? 900 tracks. 4 days long. And I'm selling it on cassette tape. Big, big cassette tape. It doesn't fit in any player. You can never hear this. You will never hear these songs. But you gotta support me. Okay, you bought the Bose when you were a kid. You buy my 4 day album when I'm an adult, you fuckers. Alright? And I'll take my sunglasses off to tell you that.
I own Miley Cyrus. Can't be tamed, Miley Cyrus. Karma. It's that world of music where it's not necessarily pop. It's not giving you Katy Perry, California Girls pop.
Okay, well, I mean, it's still pop music. There's nothing wrong with saying it's pop music. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, JoJo? Listen up, David Experiment. Dude, that's such a funny name for a fucking pop star. What else has been fucking going on, dude? I'm wondering what I should talk about. Oh, right, half hour already? Damn, bruh. Hold on. Okay, well, maybe we'll do some advice. If you guys don't know, the only way I am getting advice questions now is on the Patreon, all right? It got a little bit too gnarly on the very, really good email because people kept signing me up for gay porn and some other crazy stuff as well. That's a little more gnarly. Hey, and you know what? I've said this before. If that's what you like, hell yeah. But, you know, it's for advice. it was your podcast questions. It's for advice. Okay. Let's, I think I screenshotted them. Yeah. Okay. So if you guys want to go support the podcast, head out to patreon.com/veryreallygood. And you can send me a message on there with the advice question. And it'll probably make it on the show. We're doing silly ones these days. A lot of fun. I love settling arguments too. So if you got an argument that you need settled, I will be the person, the mediator. All right, be objective. And I'm recording a bonus episode after this one. So if you want more, very really good, check out the Patreon. Okay, so silly debate for the advice segment. Me and my boyfriend have a Minecraft world, and I built us a giant base with a big farm and village and horse stables. I've started on my latest installation, a lava moat around the base. I think it would be funny and cool and protect our base from pillagers. However, he thinks it's a dumb idea, and I'm going to fall in and die and or burn our base down. And in brackets, I did actually burn down a villager's house. It's about halfway done and honestly looks like shit. Should I keep going and finish the moat, or should I get rid of it? Now, this is a classic, all right? You have big dreams, right? You get pretty ambitious, and then you go for it, and then you're like, fuck, this was a bad idea. Everybody else was right, and I'm stupid. And you can do two things, all right? You can give in to reason, all right? You can weigh the pros and cons, and you can see that the pros vastly outweigh the cons. You can listen to your loved ones that tell you to do this certain thing, right? The logical way. Or you can be the fish swimming upstream. You can be the fucking the outlier. You can be the trendsetter. You can be the fearless individual who says, no, I'm going to keep doing what I want to do. And I know this is bad. It might not work. It probably won't work. But if it does, I'll make history. Okay? So, this is up to you. Do you want to go, yeah, sorry, you were right? Or do you want to go, shut the fuck up, I'm making the lava moat? All right? And that's just who you want to be. That's all on you, okay? Okay, next one. Hey, Kurt. This is for the advice segment. I need to settle a debate. My boyfriend and I got in our first fight, and it was about Justin Bieber. Okay. I think that is how everyone's first fight is, I think. I think that he is a prodigy. I think he is a prodigy and very talented. He thinks that he's garbage and a washed-up celebrity. I think that he was just traumatized from being famous young. We're still fighting about it, and he thinks I should send this in and get your opinion on Justin Bieber being washed up and also not talented. Okay, well, tell your boyfriend that he's fucking wrong, dude. Justin Bieber, he's done some crazy shit. You know, he has definitely done some crazy shit before. I'm not denying that. But the fucking guy's got he's got some stellar vocal cords on him. He's got banger after banger. Confident is by like one of the best songs of all time. He's fucking, he makes great music, okay? Is he washed up? I don't think so. I feel like when you have that catalog, you're like, you're going to be famous forever. But absolutely he was fucking traumatized from being a famous child, dude. You give any like 20-year-old tens of millions of dollars, they're going to do some dumb shit. And like all the attention in the world, yeah, dude, they're doing some dumb shit. Like no matter what. Oh yeah, dude, I forgot to say this about the JoJo Siwa thing. She's like still homies with James Charles and Miranda Sings. What the fuck? I had it written down on my friggin' episode notes, and I forgot. Fuck, yeah. That's crazy. She's got to do a cover. A fucking gay pop cover of Toxic Gossip Train. Dude, that'd be so sick. It's the Toxic Gossip Train. Okay. Yo, okay, this one's cool. I would like some advice about my job. I'm a woman welder. Why are you welding women? You're a fucking monster. That is evil. You're welding women together? It's like Human Centipede. Excuse me. I'm a woman welder who has about 2 years of experience. You've been welding women for 2 years, still haven't caught? You still haven't been caught, dude? I haven't even heard about you. I like welding a lot, but it's a very male-dominated field. Yeah, mostly guys are getting welded together. I work in a manufacturing plant that only has probably less than 10 women working on my shift. There used to be a lot more, but I welded them together, and some of them lost some of them. A problem I've run into at my job is weird/creepy men, usually older, that try to talk to me or just stare at me all the time. I want to know if you have any advice on how to be the most intimidating, scary, or unapproachable so they will leave me alone. What can I say/do/look like that will have them shaking in their boots or feeling mildly uncomfortable enough to ignore me? Okay. I'm like scanning my brain database to like all the videos I've seen of like girls talking about this topic so I can like relay some information, but I can't really think of anything. I feel like you just gotta be like, no, I was gonna be like, you should be insane, like you just fucking bark at him and shit, but like I feel like some guys be like, oh, I got, oh, that's pretty cool, I like that, wish you could do that, you should do that to me more often, you know? So I'm trying to think. I think you gotta just like, just fucking insult them. You know, make them feel dumb, right? You know, maybe flex some intelligence on them right quick. Drop, well, yeah, you drop them with some fun facts, but not even fun facts, like crazy facts that they don't understand, and they're just like, I just can't. Like, no, you're making me feel dumb. This is because I'm only really being creepy to you as like a power thing, so you kind of you're kind of taking that away from me, so I don't really want to do that anymore. So maybe that would work, right? You got to take the power away from them, right? And the best way to do that is to weld them to another person, weld them to another man, and they have to live their life as welding buddies forever. Siamese twins, kind of, but welded, right? So that's my advice. So, and at that, we'll wrap it up. So thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys, from beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm going to keep it going on the bonus episode. And if you guys want to listen to that, head over to patreon.com/veryreallygood. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.